Started recording. Okay, we do have the door open, just in case anybody does, since it's a public meeting. So, with that, the clock on the TV here says 11 a.m. So, those that are able, please join in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Finance officer, please take the roll.
Birch. Deitch.
Here.
Ludens.
Here.
Mueller.
Here.
Okay, so we have three members present, one absent, so we have a quorum. We're now in session. Okay, the first thing we're going to do a little different than what you have. I need to ask to change the agenda a little bit. Sorry. Caitlin, can you hear us?
Yes.
Caitlin?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you. We just opened the meeting, so you get to go from absent to present. So we have four present, so we're in session. So the first item, I'm going to request a quick agenda change. From what you have, let's please move the Board of Equalization to behind the claims. And then what I believe the right way to do this is we'll open the Board of Equalization, but then we'll just go into a recess until tomorrow. So that this essentially stays one continuous meeting until tomorrow night. Then we'll do our claims today. If you understand what I just said and you're okay with it and somebody would like to make a motion, then we can do that.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
I got to Okay, so Steve made the motion to approve the agenda as changed. Larry seconded. Any questions on that? Just so we're clear, we'll do our claims now. We'll enter into the Board of Equalization, and then we'll need a motion to recess until 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night while we're inside the Board of Equalization. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 And those opposed nay. Okay. So we will do that. Thank you. So with that, the next item on the agenda is the claims. There are four in that list that Amanda sent out. They're highlighted. Three of them are related to the Jones property, the $1 for the payment for the property, $30 to register at the courthouse, and the $4,901, which is back taxes owed. We approved that today. We can get that paid off and cleaned up, and we'll have full ownership this week. The second item, other claim that's on there is for solicited as
ST EMSI yep. Society.
Yep, and that's for the EMT students. That's the full amount to include the other cities that will reimburse us. We need to pay that today so that they can get a check so that they can open it up and the students can start their online class. So that's why we're doing that today as well. So there are four items on that claim sheet.
That EMT class, when you say students, how many does that entail?
That is six students.
Six students?
Yep.
Okay.
is a Wagner guy too. Is included in the bill.
It's six students, yes, that we pay for.
The bill, $4,200.
The bill was $4,200.
Okay, is there any action on that, please?
I make a motion to approve the claims.
I'll second it.
I need to write this down, so.
Okay.
I'm trying to find out where to write that down, just so you know.
Okay, because we didn't have it on last year's, that's why. Mm-hmm. So Cheryl has
made the motion.
Approve, and Steve second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Cheryl's made the motion to approve the claims as presented. Steve has seconded. Any other questions, comments? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. And so that carries, and we'll get those going today so they can start. Thank you. All right, so the next item is to move into or to reorganize as the Board of Equalization. So at this time, it is now 11:05 a.m. I can ask for a motion to do this, I think maybe is the best way, so it's recorded versus just going into it. So is there a motion to enter on as the Board of Equalization?
I'll make that motion.
I'll make that motion.
So Larry's made the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second.
Okay, Caitlin has seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 And those opposed, nay. So at this time, again, it's 11:05 p.m. We entered into the Board of Equalization. You have one submission that you will have to review until tomorrow night. With that, I will read off real quick what this is, and then we can recess. The local Board of Equalization has the duty to hear and decide appeals within 5 days. Each board action must include the minutes. The board has the authority to equalize assessments between individual parcels of property, but does not have the authority to change the level of assessments between classes of property. Any appeals not resolved by the local board are considered as no change, and the property owner has the ability to appeal to the next board. The local Board of Equalization does not have the authority to hear appeals on owner-occupied status. They may inform the Director of Equalization of errors in owner-occupied status. The local board does not have the authority to correct or change the level of assessment of property types. It is the duty of the board to certify the accuracy of the assessment roll and to deliver to the Director of Equalization on or before the fourth Monday in March, which is March 23rd, 2026. Along with a copy of the minutes and the completed PT-17 forms. A written notice must be sent within 7 days of adjournment to each appellate on the board's decision of his or her appeal, which will be March 24th, assuming we complete tomorrow night. The Director of Equalization has the right to appeal any decision. It is his or her responsibility to notify the property owner, local board, and county auditor by submitting the appropriate form by April 15th, 2026. Just to clarify so that we have it in the minutes and the notes what we're doing. So state law 10-11-13 is the composition of local equalization boards, which designates the time and place of annual meeting. Paraphrased, the governing body of each incorporated municipality together with a member of the school board or school boards whose district comprise all or part of the township or municipality shall meet on the third Monday of March for the purpose of equalizing the assessment of property. The meeting shall be held at the office of the municipal clerk or finance officer. The equalization board shall immediately ascertain whether all taxable property in respective township or municipality has been properly placed upon the assessment rolls and duly valued by the Director of Equalization. State law 10-11-14 is quorum of local Board of Equalization and adjournment from day to day and the time allowed to complete.
A quorum of local board of equalization is a simple majority of the local board. A majority of the quorum present may act for the local board and may adjourn from day to day. They shall, within 5 consecutive days, complete the equalization. School board members may participate and vote only in the equalization between property within the boundaries of their respective districts. So with that, I think in your packet, you know we have one to review tomorrow night. So at this time, this part of the agenda, I'd like to ask for a recess. We resume tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m., and then we would pick up the rest of the agenda, which would include the public comment period. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All right, so. Okay, so Steve has made the motion to recess. Larry has seconded. Any other questions on that? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. So with that, I'll declare this meeting in recess until 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, March 17th, right here. And the attendance center is here at Springfield Community Center or online. And I expect that we will have a school board member who's been designated will be present to pick up and review the rest, review any submissions as well as complete the agenda. With that, we are in recess at 11:11 a.m. Thank you. And if you're coming to the building, make sure you go to the bathroom for a year. You're not going to the bathroom right now. Hold on, don't go anywhere. Okay.